And he'd like to come and sit, put some seats, little seats here at the front. If that looks about the right size chair for you, come and grab a seat. I want you to be able to see the front and the screen. So come and grab one of these seats if you'd like to. And as you do, I wonder if any of you have one of these at home or at school maybe. So any of you, can anyone tell me what this is? Can anyone read what it says if you don't know? Matthew, what is that? A behavior or reward chart. So this chart tells you, it tells you how you've been behaving that day or that week or that month. As you can see, Ruth has been doing quite a bit better than I have this last week. That is no surprise. But I wonder, do any of you have one of these at home, something similar? Maybe something at school? Maybe some of the grown-ups used to have one of these. Maybe they've gone out of fashion slightly. But maybe then at the end of the week, what you get, depending on how you've done, maybe you get a thumbs up. Oh, not for me. Not for me. Maybe you get a thumbs up from your mum or your dad. Maybe from a teacher. Maybe even you get a special reward or a prize or a treat. But did you know there is someone even more important than our mums or our dads or our teachers to get a big thumbs up from? And that person is God. The God who made us, and the God who will one day judge us. It is the most important thing in the whole world to get a big thumbs up from him. But how is that possible? How is that possible? Do you know, it was a big question at the time of the Reformation. Do you remember in the video, that chap Martin Luther was worried, how could he be right with God? The special Bible word is justified. How could he get that big thumbs up from God? Well, Jesus tells a story to help us. It is a story about two people. One of them was really good and respectable and religious. The other one was nasty. He was wicked. He was bad. Now, which one do we expect to get a thumbs up from God? Which one would you expect, Caitlin? The good man. We expect the good man will get a thumbs up from God. That's what we expect. But I want you to listen really carefully because we might be in for a bit of a surprise. Penny's going to come and read, and there's also a video to go with it. So please do turn to page 1052 if you've got a Bible. Luke chapter 18, and Penny will take us from here.
Thank you. The reading is taken from Luke chapter 18, verses 9 to 14. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
Thank you very much. Excellent. Now, I wonder who was listening carefully. Who can tell me who the two characters in that story were? Got some good hands in the front row. Anyone else tell me? Caitlin, can you tell me? Brilliant. A Pharisee and a tax collector. Now, the thing is, we need to know that Pharisees were good people. Okay? They weren't quite the Severus Snape characters that our children's Bibles might have us believe. Okay? They were good people. They loved the Bible and they tried their best to obey it. And they were well known for looking after the poor and the needy. But tax collectors were very unpopular. See, they were nasty. They were corrupt, bordering on criminal. And worse still, they collaborated with the Romans. So if Jesus was telling this story today, it might well be the vicar and the vandal, or the teacher and the terrorist, or the curate and the crook. But here's the big surprise. Which one went home with that thumbs up from God? Was anyone listening? Which one went up with that thumbs up from God? Matthew. The tax collector. Now that is a big surprise. Why on earth was that? Well, we need to look at this story a bit more closely, don't we? Because even though both of these two went to the temple to pray, we might say both of them came to church on Sunday, both of them were in flames, both of them were in sparklers. Well, actually, there were two really big differences between them. And here's the first one. The first one is who they compare themselves with. You see, how good you think you are depends on who you compare yourself with. So, yesterday, I won a race. In fact, I won it by quite a long way. Here's a picture of me at the finish line, looking quite pleased with myself. I won by a long, long way. And you might think from that emphatic victory that I am a brilliant world-class runner. Until that is, you discover I was racing a one-year-old. Imagine instead I'd been racing someone different. Imagine I'd been racing this man. Well, then the result would have been quite different. I wouldn't even be in the camera shot as Usain Bolt crossed the finish line. How good you think you are depends on who you compare yourself with. Well, who does the Pharisee compare himself with? Have a look at verse 11. It says, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. Can someone from further back tell me, who does the Pharisee compare himself with? Can anyone help? Anyone help? An adult help? Yeah, so he compares himself with other people. Absolutely, he compares himself with other people. So, the Pharisee doesn't steal. The Pharisee doesn't do naughty things. The Pharisee doesn't cheat on his wife. The Pharisee fasts twice a week. That's got to be worth 2 stars, hasn't it? And the Pharisee, he gives lots of money to charity. And as he looks at his chart, compared to the tax collector, he thinks, well, he is definitely better. And because he's better, he thinks that he's good. And he deserves that big thumbs up from God. But this Pharisee has forgotten something really important. It's something that the tax collector knows only too well. Because look who he compares himself with. Verse 13, the tax collector wouldn't even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Okay, this is a bit trickier. But who do you think the Pharisee, who do you think the tax collector compares himself with? Who do you think? Any of the grown-ups help us? Alex, you got an idea? Absolutely, he compares himself with God. The God who is actually totally perfect and endlessly good, whose goodness goes on forever and ever and ever. Really, this should go all the way around the room and keep going. Because God is perfectly good. See, he doesn't look down on others and think that he's good. He looks up to God and knows that he's not. In fact, that's why he can't even look up, because he knows he doesn't deserve heaven. He knows he doesn't deserve that. So the Pharisee compares himself with other people and thinks that he's good. The tax collector compares himself with God, and he knows that he's not. Well, our next song that we're going to sing reminds us that actually nobody is in the right before God. None of us deserves that thumbs up from God. But there is hope, because Jesus is a mighty, mighty Saviour. Now, this song has got some action. So that is the first difference. That's the first difference. Who they compare themselves with. We're going to see that in just a moment. Who they compare themselves with. Not me winning a race against a one-year-old, but losing against Usain Bolt. Who they compare themselves with. The second difference follows on, and it's this. What they ask God for. Imagine you've done something really, really naughty at home. Imagine that you've taken some money from your mum's purse. And worse still, you've been caught red-handed. Now, what do you think would be a good thing to ask your mum for? Would it be good to go, Mother, give me what I deserve? Would that be a good idea? It wouldn't be the best idea. Or would it be better to go, Mum, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. That'd be a much better plan, wouldn't it? Well, look what the Pharisee asked God for. I want you to notice how many times he says, I. Can you count how many times he says, I? God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. How many times did he say I, Caitlin? 4 times he says I. See, he's not really praying. He's more boasting. He says, I thank you. But really he's saying, you should be thanking me. because I'm such a great guy. And he thinks that because he's done so well on his charts, that actually he deserves that big thumbs up from God. And so what he's asking for is what he deserves. But what's the problem? What does he actually deserve, like every human being? What does he deserve? Matthew, what does he deserve? Yeah, he actually deserves that thumbs down from God, like all of us do, for the way that we've treated God. And here's the tragedy, really. He gets what he asked for. He gets what he asked for. He asked for what he deserves, and he gets it. And he goes home with that big thumbs down from God. Can I say, this is why the Reformation still matters today. Because what Martin Luther and the others rediscovered is that the Bible's message isn't about trying to improve what you deserve from God. It's not about trying to be good. Naturally, we think it is. Instinctively, that's what we try to do. But instead, Martin Luther learnt, and we need to learn from what the tax collector asked God for. Verse 13, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. What's the tax collector asked for? Anyone notice? What's he asked God for? Matthew, thank you. He asked for mercy. Thank you. He asked for mercy. And mercy, do you know what it means? It means not getting what you deserve. So do you see the Pharisee and the tax collector are complete opposites? The Pharisee asks for what he deserves. The tax collector asks not to get what he deserves. See, he asks God not to give him that big thumbs down that he knows he deserves. See, he can't even look up to heaven because he knows he doesn't deserve heaven. He knows he's a sinner. And so he asks not to be given that big thumbs down from God that he deserves. And you know, wonderfully, that prayer could be answered because the very person who told this story, Jesus, was on his way to the cross. And he was going there to take what actually we do deserve, that big thumbs down from God for us in our place. It means that the tax collector could get what he asked for, mercy. He could get that big thumbs up from God, and that's what he went home with. So the big question for us is, what are we asking God for? What are we asking God for? What we deserve or for mercy? It's a really important question because the Bible says we'll get it. We will get what we deserve, or we will get mercy. So this story is both challenging and encouraging at the same time. You see, it is perfectly possible to have been to church all your life and every Sunday and not be justified, not get that thumbs up from God. And yet it's also wonderfully possible for this to be your first ever time in church, ever, and yet to go home with that big thumbs up and smile from God. And if we've already asked for mercy, well, we should be characterized by humble confidence. See, we won't look down on others. There's absolutely no place for that because we know it's not about comparing ourselves with others. We compare ourselves with God, and that should make us the humblest people in the world. But we should also be the most confident because we know the verdict ahead of time. The verdict from the end of time, we know it now. A verdict, a thumbs up, not based on what we deserve, but based on God's mercy. Humble confidence. Well, let me lead us in a prayer and then back over to Tim. Father, we pray that you would help us to be those who compare ourselves with you and not with others, and who ask you for mercy. Thank you that you give mercy, that you don't give what we deserve to those who ask you. In Jesus' name, amen.